May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, November 5th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing videos and articles of the week that you will rarely, if ever, see in the lamestream media. These are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, also known as the time of revelations or the Great Awakening, which is the Aquarian frequency shift as a 5D quantum shift to the quantum age of unified field conscience with the effective sensory perception in the image and likeness of God, love, source, I am, or the Aquarian we are, as in United Sovereigns of Earth. So this is the big drama on the world stage right now. The Aquarian frequency shift is bringing light to dark places within and with all of us. And the dark side deep state is thus disintegrating, while a high state of conscientious common sense is integrating, mostly behind the scenes. But we're seeing the action-reaction drama percolating to the surface in the collective media, even though it gets reverse spinned, you know, for most of us. But big drama is unfolding right before the midterm elections. And for those who have been following the 2022 Great Turnaround series since the first of the year, you know, we have arrived at that long prophesied time when Aquarian cosmic love goes mainstream in form and frequency in the hearts, minds, and souls of global netizens worldwide. So this is the Great Awakening to Revelations, a deep dive into both the crisis and a vast array of Aquarian solutions to the crisis. That's the good news, our Aquarian divine destiny. More on that later, but first, a cosmic weather report. The quantum field geometry is the astrology that gives some insight into mass psychology worldwide. Earth is our interface, our unified field connection with our solar system's quantum field. And right now, as the show airs today, the moon is in Aquarius, conjuncting Chiron, and sextile with Mars in Gemini. And both are in a yod, the finger of God, that focuses their energies on Venus, conjunct the sun in Scorpio. Now, that intense combination geometry that is focusing the quantum consciousness with the sun's brilliant alignment with Venusian love and beauty, all of that focus is in polarity with Uranus and Taurus, you know, the reaction point of revolutionary change in the way we see the established order of things. And again, the election is just 3 days away. So we're definitely, you know, I'm kind of watching and waiting to see when the next shoe will drop, either right before or right after the election, and how it plays out. That's the big drama I'm going to be talking about today. Now, with all respect to the astrology, psychology, zeitgeist of our times, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. Cosmic love just makes it probable. The gold standard for an Aquarian golden age. So here we go with some cosmic love for your conscious evolution, revolution, revelations today. I'll be discussing three recent compendiums that I've published over the last 2 weeks. And you can, those who are listening to the podcast in the future can always pause the podcast to watch videos or articles that I've referenced to customize your own multimedia show. So the one compendium I just published this morning is called Video and Article of the Week. I'll go into that first, and then I'll go into a piece I published about a week ago called October Surprise, the Dirty Bomb Plot. You may have heard about that. I'll go into that a little bit. And then on Halloween, just quite a week ago, I published a compendium called Spooky Stuff in Headline News. And it was some pretty freaky, spooky stuff. And we'll see if we have time to get to that. Don't want to freak everyone out before we end the show, but excuse me. So, first I'll be discussing the video and article of the week. The byline I have with this video and article of the week is nutritious but not so delicious food for thought. In other words, sour in the mouth but sweet in belly. This is in reference to a macrobiotic principle that sour in the mouth, if it's sour in the mouth, like sauerkraut, sour in the mouth, it has a really good effect. The sourness, it turns sweet in the belly and the microbiome of the gut. It really is good for digestion. So, food for thought. Not so delicious, but very nutritious. Now, at the beginning of a lot of my compendiums, I'll say skip to the bottom for inspiration or for maybe it's a music video, but I'm saying today skip to the bottom in this piece that I published this morning for humor of the week and a little bit of comic relief after some pretty serious stuff. You know, while I've been curating exceptional videos and articles that most busy people don't have time for, there was a lot of amazing revelation with some great truth tellers this last week, but none that compared to this video and article of the week that I'm going to be going into. So, excuse me, the first video demands answer to the question. If the last election was rigged, has anything changed if the same perpetrators are in power? And if these same perps can tell us what to think is true through control of the media, you know, whether it's true or not, and whether they're saying truth tellers are disinformation extremists or, you know, well, I mean, what are we supposed to believe if things haven't changed? So the video is about 10 minutes long. It's Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker Carlson, I just found over the last year that I started watching him occasionally with some of his more exceptional videos. He is the truth teller par excellence. I know he's Fox Networks, and a lot of things on Fox is just garbage and just wrong. But Tucker Carlson is consistently right about big picture stuff. And this is the big picture stuff before the midterm elections. And this is regarding the viability of the elections themselves. And remember, again, you know, the last election, you know, most readers or listeners to my show and readers of my regular blog, which, you know, is the narrative I'm usually going through as far as videos and articles of the week that you won't see in lamestream media, it's exposing, but it's exposed what's going on, you know, with the stealing of the elections and hold and how the whole January 6th, you know, insurrection, so to speak, was just a group of people that, you know, could come together to basically, you know, protest. And were dubbed extremist terrorists by those who supposedly stole the elections. Not just supposedly, but you know, from what I've been reporting over the last year, it's pretty much self-evident if you listen to, again, an alternative perspective, which is blacklisted and banned, you know, in the mainstream media. Well, this is what Tucker Carlson talks about. But he's talking about not just the United States, but in Brazil, where they just had an elections and it's being contested, and they're being the people of Brazil are being outlawed from even from demonstrating and contesting the election. It's like, you know, it's like the two sides of a tyranny coin. One is censored, censoring people, or blacklisting people, or disinformation, disappearing, you might say, any opinion other than the official narrative. And the other is just outright punishing those and outlawing those from saying anything. Excuse me, I'm getting over a little bit of a cold here. So, I listened to Tucker Carlson. He's a straight shooter. Again, this is the material I'm putting in the show notes that you'll be able to click on the archived pages. And this is heartcom.org. You can actually go to the heartcom.org and go to the archive page at the Heartcom Network. There's links to the archives. And this is the most recent one that was published today, called Top News. The video and article of the week. So, those who are listening to the podcast in the future, which usually comes out a few days from the time that I do the show, the podcast with the footnotes will have these links, these articles that I've published that are available for you to review, videos and articles that you're interested in, and customize your own multimedia show. So the point with the Tucker Carlson video is that all eyes worldwide right now are on this election. Clearly, the last election was contested, and the censors who don't are only censoring because they can't do an objective readout, as Tucker Carlson goes into. The reason the censorship is going on is because those who are controlling the media can't stand the truth. They would not be able to survive the truth. The whole insurrection host would disappear with the hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of videos that are available that would expose it, that are being suppressed, about this true story of what happened. But anyway, I just wanted to make the point that Joseph Stalin made when he said that, quote, "Those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote decide everything." Now, we're talking about one of the worst totalitarians, despots in history, Joseph Stalin, murdered millions and under, just abject tyranny. But I'm going to leave that. I don't want to be a spoiler. You can watch the video for yourself. And I want to go into now the article of the week. Now, this is by a lady, Kellyeg Nelson. It's a brilliant article. I mean, I vetted, curated hundreds of videos and articles the last couple of weeks. And this is definitely, this one was, when I say the video of the week or the article of the week, this has got information in it, not just the preface, which I'm going to read. I'm going to read the preface to the article. But the article itself, I'm not going to be a spoiler and go through the whole article. I'm just going to give a little bit of it before I, you continued. You can read the rest of it if you want. But there's a lot of brilliance in this article, and it is regarding to what's going on with our governance, how we're being governed. And Tucker Carlson referenced the same issue, that we've got an issue of communism taking over our core institutions. Socialism, communism, what that looks like and how that's happening, he touches on it, how Brazil was the last country in South America that was more or less democratic elections, and it looks like this last one has gone socialistic, so like all of South America is socialistic, communistic, and out of order as far as U.S. hegemony goes. Now, some people would say that's a good thing as far as the BRICS gold standard that's going worldwide, and the U.S. is being dragged, kicking and screaming into a new gold standard. That's a whole nother story and a whole nother episode of Cosmic Love. But I've been discussing it, you know, in my compendiums, in my, you know, publishings the last several months in detail, what's going on with the conversion of the global economy, the Great Reset. But how that happens and how, you know, what the problem is now and what the solution will look like, I'm going to go into that a little bit with the background from the preface of the article by Khalid Nelson. And here's one of the quotes. This one by Robert F. Kennedy, chairman of Children's Health Defense. And if you haven't been, if you're not subscribed to Children's Health Defense, it's some of the best information you'll get on the internet regarding healthcare, what's going on with the whole debacle with vaccines and loss of health freedoms. So anyway, this quote from Robert F. Kennedy goes, "The mainstream media and social media giants are imposing a totalitarian censorship to prevent public health advocates like myself from voicing concerns and from engaging in civil, informed debate in the public square."
Excuse me.
Goodness. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Khalid Nelson goes into several other points. And this is, again, preparation for an in-depth article and what's going on with the inversion, subversion, you might say perversion, of all our social, political, and economic institutions. You know, sometimes it's referred to as the long march of socialism, communism, in our institutions, and where it's at now, what the issue is. So here's a critical quote point in this regard by Hannah Arendt. Anyway, I'm not pronouncing your name right, but from the book The Origins of Totalitarianism, she says, quote, "The ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, excuse me, i.e. the reality of experience, and the distinction between true and false, in other words, the standards of thought, no longer exist." This is a really important point. Again, the ideal subject, in other words, person that can be fall under the spell of totalitarian rule, they're not usually the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but they're people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction and the distinction between true and false no longer exist. Key point here, because this is what's going on in America. There's a lot of people fall in that category, and they get duped. They get duped real easily. They've been duped, and they usually then, once they're duped, they get stuck in negativity. Sometimes they wake up, but otherwise they think they're awake and they're just woke. Anyway, another quote here. Censorship, quote, "Censorship reflects a society's lack of confidence in itself. It is a hallmark of an authoritarian regime." This is from Potter Stewart. And a legal decision calling dissenting to Ginsburg versus the United States. Another quote, "It happened, therefore it can happen again. It can happen everywhere," unquote. That's from Primo Levi, Italian Jewish survivor of Auschwitz. We're talking about complete authoritarian takeover. It's happened before, it can happen again, it can happen everywhere. That's a survivor from this guy, Levi, Primo Levi, who's an Italian Jewish survivor of Auschwitz. And we get another quote here. This is, again, in the preface by this lady before we get into her article. This quote is by Elie Wiesel, Holocaust survivor. He says, quote, "Indifference and the silence of people led to the Holocaust. To remain silent and indifferent is the greatest sin of all," unquote. And here's a quote I believe from RFK Jr. when he, you know, exposing the decade of lies in his book, where he says, quote, "Dr. Joseph Goebbels wrote that a lie told once remains a lie, but a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. Tragically for humanity, there are many, many untruths emanating from Fauci and his minions." So there's another reference here regarding the situation that goes more specifically into the situation we're looking at that Tucker Carlson talked about. And this is reference to Charlotte Isserbert's 1999 book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Classic book. Talked about it before on my show other times. And in this book, Charlotte exposes the truth of communism and the unelected powers who rule. She states the following on page 134. Quote, "The Daily World of November 8th, 1975 carried a very interesting article entitled Planning is Socialism's Trademark by Morris Zeitlin. The Daily World is the newspaper of the Communist Party USA and was formerly known as the Daily Worker and was founded in 1924. The importance of this article lies in its blatant admission that regionalism, which is gradually becoming the accepted method of unelected governance in the United States, unelected councils and task forces, public private partnerships, etc. This regionalism is the form of government used in democratic, socialist, and communist countries." Excuse me, I'm overheating here. And I'm still getting over this cold. So, throughout the country, and here, this is the critical understanding. That this regionalism is the form of government used in democratic, socialist, and communist countries. They call it democratic, but they're democratic, socialist, and communist countries. Throughout the country, now this is an introduction to the article that I was referring to above by colleague Nelson. She says, throughout the country from federal agencies down to local city and county boards, all of the decisions regarding COVID-19 were made by unelected heads of agencies, which affected every American. Those choices were followed by state governors, city and county mayors, heads of police and fire departments, hospital administrators, etc. They all loved their totalitarian control and then the mandates. Get the clot shots. Except, of course, for those agencies that Biden deemed exempt. Those corporations, those giant organizations, those institutions. I mean, it's like, anyway, this article goes into detail. If you want the full blown treachery and treason laid out with motive, intent, and means. And the article's continued there. It's just pretty heavy stuff. It's some very direct truth-telling on what has happened the last couple years and where we're at right now and how we're right on the cusp of the great turnaround with the election. Or not. However it plays out, we're looking at there's going to be some big drama here. I mean, serious big drama, one way or the other. And I can't say what it's going to be. All I'm going to say, this is the context. This is the environment in which freedom or tyranny will maybe both. But this is the drama, you know. And I mean, it's really coming to a head. And I put in here, and it's kind of like a joke, but this subject, you know, don't read this if you're weak-willed and, basically can't think a little bit for yourself, you know, to process this information. Again, longtime readers of my list and most of the people on my mailing list. And if you're not, you can always send me an email at hartcom@mcn.net. It's hartcom@mcn.net. Put you on the list. You can always leave the list with one click. But I've been basically talking about this drama coming to a head this last year, and I've referenced it multiple times. I'm going to be going into it a little bit more with these other two articles, compendiums I've just published. But one thing I say, if you're not a veteran of, with discernment, with these larger global issues of what's really going on between freedom and tyranny right now, then I don't recommend going into this. This may be too much. It just might, some people can deal with congruence of, truth telling that the straight skinny on the deep doo doo and just get right to the point. And some people, they don't want to even think about there being a contest of freedom. The challenges, that is being challenged by abject tyranny, and how that is so. Some people just don't want to even go there, consider how that's even possible. And for those people, as I say here, this is not recommended material for lactating mothers. In other words, this is not nurturing suckling infants here. This is basically confronting, mature adults with the reality that we're on the cusp of freedom of tyranny, and do what you can to basically spread the word and wake up, wise up, rise up yourself and others at this time. And yes, vote your conscience. So at this point, as I said at the beginning of this compendium, skip to the bottom for humor of the week. Here's an infographic by the big snake in the deep swamp himself, Fauci. And it says, I helped China create a bioweapon with Obama's approval and funding. And that's pretty well now established. So he says, I helped China create a bioweapon with Obama's approval and funding, but I'm okay conducting the investigation into what most certainly did not happen. A little satire of humor there. There's another infographic that's got a picture of the ruby slippers like Dorothy had in The Wizard of Oz, and the picture of the feet going down. And over the overlay over this picture of the ruby slippers says, and this is a quote from Glenda the Good Witch, who said to Dorothy, you had the power all along, my dear. You had the power all along. We've all got those ruby slippers that we can put on and use our ruby ray guns to basically target the dark side deep state and have a blast, Anyway, I'm getting a little metaphoric there, but vote, and specifically vote for an upgrade of public representation through global telecom, telecommunity, telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce. And that's something that I refer to often in my compendiums, what I'm talking about there, what I mean by that, with Aquarian Age models of telecom unity, telecommunity, how we can come into unity on all our core social, political, and economic institutions. There's a link on the telecommunity that you can go to and get more of a big picture update on the drama of our planet, our whole planet coming into Web 3.0 capabilities with platforms for mass-to-mass interaction, mass-to-mass communications that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience like never before in history. So, not anything particularly funny about that, but the whole point is vote for an upgrade of public representation. And we had the power all along, my dear, and then now there's for some really good humor here, good satire. We've got Awaken with JP, just came out November 1st, about a week ago, when he's saying how to vote blue no matter who. Now, again, this is a satire. This is not a recommendation for a straight ticket unless you're talking, except the way he talks about it in a with exceptional satire. What can you say? Now, following this, there's an infographic. I would call it a cartoon. And you've got a cat sitting up on a fence post. And on the other side of that fence, cat's looking down at some llamas. And the cat's lecturing those llamas and saying, "You are in fact slaves, confined in ways you don't comprehend." And one of the llamas is saying, "Bro, are you even vaccinated?" So here we have the independent cat outing the slave mindset. It's just a hoot. It's one of my favorite pictures here, cartoons. And then there's another more serious cartoon, and it's got, I don't even want to talk about this one. Well, I'm just going to mention it. And it's a cartoon. It looks like a coven of high priests of pharmacide, I call them, the high priests of pharmacide, and they've got their hoods on, and they've got their needles in their hands. And the first frame of the cartoon says, "Meanwhile, at the CDC, the word goes forth, all in favor, to the high priests of pharmacide, the word goes forth to them saying, all in favor of poisoning the children of Middle Earth." You've got three of them going, I, "and so it has been decreed. We are now protected from all liability." And they are all in a circle, around the snake going up the pole in the catechus. And, the point is, and the byline of this cartoon is that the high priests of medicine, they lied. It was never safe and effective. So now the high priests of pharmacide are doing child sacrifice after sponsoring law that allows this murder, free from liability, so they can make a killing with impunity. And they have. Pharmaceutical companies with their worldwide agenda have made billions and billions of dollars. And millions of people have had adverse conditions, if not died. And this is now objective. Anyone doing any serious delving into what's going on with the jab as side effects knows this to be true. So anyway, that's pretty intense. And following it, to take the edge off here, there's a infographic of looks like an Edwardian picture with a guy, all dudeed up in his outfit, Edwardian style, saying to a lady sitting there, it looks like she's knitting. And he said, "Well, what do you do for fun?" And she says, "Shatter people's thoughts on reality and make them question their existence." Anyway, it's a classic example of pretty much what I do with these compendiums, put in a context that's humorous, because very rarely, 200 years ago in the Victorian age would ladies say that, that's where the humor is. Anyway, the bottom line of that compendium and a lot of my compendiums, and I guess I'll reference it now, is that we need to support our immune systems. And you can support your immune system and this newsletter with an order of the SPX Royal Jelly. Swedish pollen extract, royal jelly, for more vital force of body, mind, and spirit. And again, everyone, that's what sponsors this show, has from the beginning. This is a Swedish pollen extract, royal jelly, nutraceutical grade royal jelly. We're talking about the extract from microscopic pollen grains, the very source of the food chain. The extract, the nucleic material, it's like the germ of wheat, but it's like the core, the heart of the germ of the very nucleic material, RNA, DNA, genetic material within these microscopic pollen grains that are extracted without chemicals, pre-digested with live enzymes, and quality controlled, you know, from the selection of the pollens through the process that creates the richest source of RNA, DNA genetic material for cellular rejuvenation, life extension, and health benefits that I can't even go into because it sounds too much like a medical claim, and I'm flying under the radar with this, folks. So I'm just trying to put it out there so you can read about it yourself, and if you're interested, here's to your health. Anyway, that's about as much as a plug I'll probably do today. I'm going to go to the second piece, which for those may have heard about the October surprise, the dirty bomb plot. And the subject of this article was classic opposition to the election turnaround. In other words, October surprise. What would be the opposition? Well, it looks like the West, just like the West has now been proven from plenty of alternative exposures from media East and West, have exposed not just the blowing up the pipeline, you know, the pipeline. You've probably heard about this. What's going on with the blowing up the pipeline in that was supplying Germany with gas and oil. This was, again, not just from the West, which has been proven to do that pipeline on the Nord Stream, demolished it, blew it up, actually, you know, the whole world pretty much knows that the West did it. Well, turns out that the West was also, and again, this was supposed to be a false flag operation. It got leaked out before it happened, and maybe that's what prevented it from happening, because it was the exposure of the plan, the plot, was wide enough. And of course, I shared this with the idea of people networking it around to, again, prevent it happening. So what happened, if you take a serious look at the articles and videos in this compendium on, again, October surprise, dirty bomb plot, you'll get the lowdown on a high state of crisis over the false flag plot by Western NATO forces to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb in Ukraine, blamed on Russia to launch World War III. Now, with worldwide lamestream media claiming that Russia did it, who would believe it was a 9/11 scale false flag? So I'm referencing this as the most urgent video of the year, because something like this, if it gets leaked out, if it gets leaked out before it happens, then that becomes a strong preventive for it to keep it from happening. Otherwise, it implicates whoever did it. So, like I say, the best way to prevent a false flag is to expose it and thus preempt it. So please forward this far and wide. Went into an article and provided a video with the article from Mike Adams on dirty bomb false flag event to ignite world war with Russia. But Europe and USA don't have enough functioning industry to win a war, especially if China heaps on. And the byline from that video and article by the Health Ranger report is that this is what unconventional psychological warfare looks like. Note the important solution to government corruption in the latter part of the video with Trevor Loudon, a brilliant researcher on the Marxist-Communist infiltration of core governing institutions. Now, again, this is what I was just talking about in the article of the week I just published this morning. The infiltration of core governing institutions. So this is, there were several articles related to this. One was, headline was "The Devil's Playground, Ukraine is Crime Cabal's Last Stand, Resorting to False Flag to Blame Putin for Nukes." And the article with that byline says, this was back in October 25th, saying, "Witness the predictive programming propaganda imminently prepping the world for World War III. This is, as I mentioned, you know, under this headline, this is an exceptional deep dive. And, you know, what the, you know, basically exposing this plot out of hell that would start World War III. There's another video on here. It's just 6 minutes long. The U.S. says Russia nuclear drills are interfering with the NATO nuclear exercises. In other words, they're both Russia and NATO were doing nuclear exercises. I mean, what could go wrong? This has happened before. And I think the video goes into it where they were both doing nuclear exercises. And the one side thought they were really under attack and was just getting ready. The Russians were just getting ready to do a retaliation for where they thought that they were under attack. And it was and it was almost finally caught what was going on. One of the drills drill commanders found out what was going, realized what was going on and stopped it. But it was close. It was close to a nuclear exchange. So this is again from Corbett Report. Do you want to play a, it's called, you want to play a game? You know, this is again, Biden and Putin doing nuclear saber rattling at each other. So, I mean, is it true that there's a long history of simulations gaming before major false flag events? I mean, are you aware that there were simulations held before both 9/11 and the pandemic? And would you agree that this extreme agenda of fear propagation feeds into a self-fulfilling prophecy? Based on your response, always remember that fearless faith naturally neutralizes faithless fear. So keep the faith in a high state that overcomes the deep state of power without first principles of universal cosmic love for united sovereigns of Earth. Now, there's an excellent video here that's by Senator Black saying it's not Russia that is planning an October surprise with a dirty bomb. It was the West. It was the West behind that dirty bomb agenda. It wasn't Russia. And again, he exposes this. He explains it, where he's coming from on this. He's part of the Schiller Institute. And they're having a conference for world peace, and they're trying to expose the lie and expose the truth. Basically, saying the situation now, what's at stake, you know, with the destruction of possible destruction of mankind, it says that makes automatically every citizen on the planet to be a world citizen who has the right to speak out for the interests of humanity as a whole, and to make a jump in the thinking, to think in terms of a new paradigm where everybody learns to think as a world citizen. And he goes on to say quite a bit more, which he's got here, but this is what I've been saying all year, folks, that it's time for global netizens, world citizens, to rise up as united sovereigns of Earth. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. That brings me to the third video on Halloween. I published this, and it was called Spooky Stuff and Headline News. Now, that was the time, 2 days after, Halloween was 2 days after this nuclear saber rattling, which is all this fear being fed into the collective consciousness right before Halloween. And in retrospect, some of the spooky stuff in headline news was just too much on top of the previous one of nuclear saber rattling, where we could be looking at World War III. There was just too much fear. Fear of death. Fear of real serious stuff. So you can skip this last thing on spooky stuff and headline news. I'm going to go into just a little bit. And I thought I would give a little cursory orientation to it. And I have an infographic, a headline picture here that's got, it looks like an infant holding up it could be a cell phone, or it could be a control for a TV. But there's a big screen in front of this infant in a diaper, you know, with the control. And the screen has breaking news on it, and it's got a war scenario with helicopters and explosions going off. And I captioned this infographic, Inner Child Reality Check. In other words, it's been said that you must be like children to enter the kingdom of heaven at heart, you know, with pure intention for love retention, and that this is the kingdom whereby all are king, K-I-N-G, with keys to the internalization of God, love, source code. Now, I'm being a little abstract here to basically kind of get the big picture. You know, a lot of these compendiums, like this one's a classic example. I'll talk about light and love on the front end and the back end, and then I'll get into strong meat in the middle. Now, the strong meat in this case is some spooky news. It's just really, really spooky. So, basically what I'm saying here is that there's a sovereignty mandate with your inner child. I mean, how does your inner child, your inner sense, your inner child, inner sense faring these days? I mean, are you innocent without fear, or are you, so to speak, guilty, a sense of suffering with fear and victim that is stuck in negativity? I mean, a lot of people are just kind of stuck in negativity these days because the mainstream media is not uplifting. It's not upwising, uprising, you know, uplifting. It's just pretty much, you know, all the things that are going wrong and how bad things are. It doesn't talk about how good things could be, or, you know, the gold standard for a golden age as far as universal law, language, love, God's source, I am, I will, done deal, you know, orientation. So I'm kind of rhetorically going through this. Do you surf the mass media's mass mind with pure intent of a discerning heart, you know, a love of God, a God of love, as unveils wisdom and a myriad of information with a moral compass for direction to what is true and good? And if so, perhaps you can handle the spooky news and spooky stuff and headline news without mainstream views. So that was the introduction to this piece. I'm going to go into some of the spooky stuff. Now, I say right at the top, again, as I usually do, skip to the bottom for two inspirational videos. And that's what I recommend. And if you've heard enough of the negative, spooky stuff that, you know, to last you a lifetime, at least, you know, past the elections, skip right down to those two inspirational videos and basically tune into that frequency and rise above, you might say, the pit, the astral pit of spooky stuff that may or may not happen. Now, I reference here a previous compendium I did on the World War III false flag psych war. And that's a pretty heavy issue compendium that I'm not going to go into. You can if you want. But there's an infographic here that says, truth does not mind being questioned. A lie does not like being challenged. And again, we're at this point of the big lie and the big lie or the whole truth. You know, it's like we're right at the critical turning point with this midterm election to see how this shakes out. So realize that if the big lie is big enough and bold enough and told enough, people naturally believe it. You know, BS is a belief system. If the whole truth is whole enough and bold enough and told enough, people will believe the whole truth. Well, the spooky stuff is everything in the lamestream medium is like the journalists are like zombies. You know, the haunting reality of global deception, you know, it's starting to come out, you know, how we've been lied to for years. And the whole lab leak conspiracy theory mashup, there's a video on that you can watch. And I mean, it's quite amazing, you know, how that whole theme was programmed in the collective consciousness for a year at the whole beginning of the pandemic, you know, and again, that mashup in this video goes so far, it's like a limited hangout because it does not go into or mention the link to U.S. BioWar labs that supplied China. And that's been highly censored. You know, it's like the AIDS thing, how it was created and deployed out of American biological warfare laboratories like Fort Detrick. You know, they're not going to touch that subject because that implicates the whole medical industrial complex and the vaccine industry. So don't go there. I don't go there. You know, this video that I provide on the jab leak, the lab leak, the lies about that, it's It's a good watch. Good, pretty short and sweet. But then there's some other captions that you can, spooky news, horror show stuff. One is that Boston's lab's new COVID strain with an 80% death rate. No kidding, folks. I mean, top NIH director, Anthony Fauci, he says the research was not authorized. But if Fauci funded the research for defense against it, like he did with COVID, then didn't he in effect authorize it? Now that's pretty spooky right there. The thought that they've created of some virus that COVID-like strain that's got an 80% death rate. I mean, this was reported all over the internet. Mainstream media didn't touch this. I mean, if that true, are they putting out they've discussed this openly, like they discussed nuclear war openly, like fear of death openly, like this could happen. Anyway, there's some other spooky stuff. I mean, really spooky stuff. That's in the headline news that, for example, died suddenly. A little documentary of how many millions of people all over the world are dying suddenly. Pretty spooky stuff. And then there's some other infographics that kind of reference the scourge of state-sponsored mass murder by kill shots. Or a prescription for early death. How the corporate food, corporate prescription drugs, and corporate-funded vaccinations are a trifecta of systemic toxicity, a prior condition that leads to early death. Then you have the quote by Robert F. Kennedy, who said, quote, the vaccine companies are making $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines. They're also making $500 billion a year selling EpiPens, inhalers, anti-seizure medications, diabetes and arthritic meds, etc. Virtually all of the medications they sell are targeted to treat diseases that are listed as side effects of the vaccines on their own manufacturing inserts. It's the perfect business model. They make us all sick and then create lifetime customers. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from his book on the real Anthony Fauci. So, and then there's, if you really want to get the heavy stuff, you got the David Icke video cast saying that Silicon Valley psychopaths, cult owned Satan's spawn. That's really freaky stuff. It's over the top for a lot of people. But we're talking about big media complicity with this horror show. And I could go into it more. But it finishes up with some real good light and love. I get into Happy Halloween, and rather than trick or treat, I say treat yourself with a strong immune system with the SPX Royal Jelly for more light, more energy on a cellular level, and light for your mind and spirit. There is a light which cannot ever be extinguished. It is inside of you. It is you. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Because the greatest power is not that we are inadequate. Our greatest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? This is Marianne Williamson, one of my favorite quotes. I finished up with two beautiful videos, one and both recently done, one on accessing divine intelligence, again, more light for your consciousness. Meditation, absorbing light from the sun during meditation, and an extraordinary video by way of Saint Master Afra, and a new initiative whereby we should call to the Lords of Life, the Lords of Creation, the Lords of Form, and the Lords of Individuality to coalesce greater light, greater energy within our communities to grow and sustain our communities' networks through this current dark time. So, folks, I'm going to pretty much do a wrap. I want to thank you for listening to the show today. Keep in mind, Swedish pollen extract, for more light and body, mind, and spirit. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the big turnaround in 2020. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been heard. Be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.